are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Peter DeLorenzo, founder of AutoExtremist.com. He's also the author of The United States of Toyota, a very intriguing book looking at how the United States domestic auto industry lost its dominance among American consumers. We want to get Peter's thoughts today as GM and Chrysler on Tuesday issued their latest updates and their plans for viability to the Obama administration as well as the Federal Reserve, and they're also looking for a lot more of your money. But with me, and Peter's here to explain why he believes this is a good investment on the part of the government. Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
You here, Greg.
GM looking for more than $16 billion in addition to what they got in December. Chrysler, about a third of that. What did you see in the reports that suggest this is a good investment?
Well, GM has taken some dramatic steps to restructure. Since this was on the public's consciousness in December with the hearings, one dramatic shift has happened. The auto business, the automotive sales market has just basically fallen off a cliff. So GM in particular had to accelerate its restructuring plans well beyond what they envisioned in December. So what they have done, I believe, combined with the new products they have online, both at the dealers now and coming, position the company for a fairly speedy turnaround once the economy turns around. Of course, when that will be is anyone's guess.
But what idea do you have about how speedy the turnaround might be, and why are you so confident that the changes they've made are the right ones?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty slow till the end of this year, given everything I've seen. I do think GM is prepared for the turnaround. A couple of things work in their favor. There's going to be pent-up demand. People have basically stopped buying anything. So once that shifts back, the demand is going to be strong. And I think GM will be a different company. It'll be a smaller company, a lean company, probably for the first time in its history. And I think given the products they have, including such statement vehicles as the Chevrolet Volt extended range electric vehicle that's due in 2010, but, you know, there are a lot of production vehicles before the Volt that should have high impact also. I really believe GM is going to be ready for the market when it turns around.
The key term here, Peter, is viability, and I want to look at Chrysler for a moment. We had an automotive expert on yesterday who said that most of what Chrysler spent the money on was keeping the lights on at its various offices and plants, and even that wasn't universally successful. And they actually saved money by taking clocks out of offices so they wouldn't have to spend money on batteries to run the clocks. Does that sound like viability?
Well, as cautiously optimistic as I am for General Motors, I really have no optimism for Chrysler. I really believe that the money that the Obama administration will earmark for Chrysler is going to go to managing a Chapter 7, basically dissolution of the company. And the money will go to help pay off pensions and employees and suppliers and try to do it in the least painful way possible. I really don't have any optimism about Chrysler right now.
What would be the ripple effect of a Chrysler liquidation in terms of the supply chain and so forth? We've heard that the big three going down would not just hurt the big three and its employees, but different industries throughout the country. What would the end of Chrysler mean?
Well, it depends on how it's done. Now, Chrysler shares some suppliers that GM, Ford, and actually Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, Mercedes-Benz, etc. use in this country. But I really think that the supplier community has been preparing sort of off the record now for this day to come. And though it will be painful, especially for the Chrysler dealers around the country, I really don't think the Obama administration is going to have much choice because when the market turns around, we'll never see. I don't think it'll take years and years before we see a 17 million unit annual sales rate. Right now, we're right around 9.5 to 10 million, which is as bad as it has been in 30 or 40 years. Given everything that we know going forward, I think the Obama administration will make the call that this industry will not be able to support three domestic players, and it will have to go down to two, which will be GM and Ford.
Last 60 seconds or so here, Peter. There are obviously taxpayers out there, some of whom don't have a job, others trying to make sure they keep their job, who see what's happening in Washington. They see the $350 billion for TARP 1, $350 billion for TARP 2, $787 billion for the stimulus, $75 billion for housing. Now General Motors and Chrysler want more. What do you tell those who are just exhausted about the amount of money going out to try and rescue this economy?
Well, I'm a taxpayer, too, and I'm exhausted. The numbers are daunting. I mean, you know, when you think about just $1 billion, it's daunting. I truly believe that we have to manage the problems in front of us, that if we walk away from one of our fundamental American industries and one that's inexorably tied to the manufacturing base of this country, that the impact will be dire. Am I happy about all these billions and the weight on the taxpayers? No, but I really think it's important to keep this industry going.
Well, as you mentioned, Peter, the decision now in the hands of the Fed and the administration. Thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Greg.
Peter DeLorenzo is the founder of AutoExtremist.com. His book is The United States of Toyota. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, the Illinois Senate seat scandal takes yet another strange turn. But when we come back, keeping track of the money headed for the states from the stimulus plan and investigating the budget meltdowns in California and Kansas. Stay tuned.